Hi, everybody. Welcome to the studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro joined by ESPN Sal Palantonio. Talking a little playoff scenarios here. Eagles, you know the deal. We getting in or we getting out?
I think you're getting in. I like the Colts down in Dallas. Dallas doesn't play well at home. Dallas has got their running back, and the bone that he broke was in the ring finger. It's the longest bone in your hand. It goes from your wrist to your ring finger. It's this bone. I can't pronounce it.
Metacarpal?
Whatever.
Metatarsal?
You say it.
Okay.
But it's a very difficult bone to heal. Now, anybody who makes a fist, they'll see that this is the bone that stabilizes the hand. So whether he plays or doesn't play, it doesn't really matter. He's not going to be as effective if he plays. If he doesn't play, that's a big problem. So you got those two things. And then the issue of the Indianapolis Colts. Notice how I took the glasses off. That's a TV effect.
That's right.
You got that?
It's
make
a good
you
effect.
Pay attention.
Thank you. I don't wear glasses on TV, but maybe I will.
You know, the Colts are coached by Chuck Pagano. He's a good friend of mine. This guy's a cancer survivor. He's a tough guy. Comes out of the Baltimore Ravens team. And he's a guy who's going to want his team to play hard. It's week 16. It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's Andrew Luck. It's national television. If it were week 17, it'd be a different story. But this is a game that I think they will play hard. And remember this. Remember how Jim Caldwell took his foot off the gas pedal. Remember that with the Indianapolis Colts. And that team and that franchise was criticized, and deservedly so, for doing that. And what happened to that team when they took
they lost, right.
They went into the tank.
Right.
So Pagano's got an institutional memory there.
Okay, so the obvious other question is, Eagles got to win in Washington, got to win in New York.
Okay, here's the two things to worry about for these two games coming up. This is it, right here. One, Redskins are playing with house money. Jim Haslett is a blitzing defensive coordinator. They are sixth in the league in blitz percentage, 39%. They're always in the top 5-6. They're going to come after Mark Sanchez. They're not going to care. They're going to try to knock him out of the game. And Mark Sanchez did, I think, of all the criticism of Sanchez, and I'm not going to heap any more on him, because he did bring the team back to 24-21 in the third quarter. So I thought his blitz recognition on Sunday night was poor and needs to get better. And hopefully, Pat Shurmur, Bill Musgrave, Chip Kelly, all of the coaches, Mark Sanchez included, they are going through all the permutations of where Jim Haslett can bring the blitz, and they're coaching him up. I think for the Giants game, it's Odell Beckham Jr.
Mm-hmm. Sal, Eagles have lost two games. They've lost their grip on first place in the NFC East, and this is a coach in his second year at the helm. What does this period of time tell you, looking into the big picture of the Philadelphia Eagles, about Chip, the coaching staff, the players?
Hopefully they haven't lost their grip on their confidence, David. That's the thing that I am concerned about. You know, when you got to get yourself psyched up to play professional football, because it's a game of passion and the heart. You know, as Tom Coughlin has been saying all year long, you got to play above your X's and your O's sometimes in order to accomplish things at this level. You may be good in matchups, but you got to want to in your heart to play. And so psychologically, I'm concerned about that. Last two games, offensively and defensively, in two specific games, they haven't played well. So I think they need to finish strong in these two games. And then let's reassess where they are big picture-wise. Mm-hmm. Chip Kelly hasn't been in this position since 2003. He went to the postseason his entire time at Oregon. At New Hampshire, the last time he missed the playoffs was when he was in Division I AA in New Hampshire in 2003, mm-hmm. 11 years. He's got a bad taste about this, too. So let's see what happens before we make that assessment. It's a good question, but I want to see next 2 weeks. Do they make the playoffs? Do they play hard? Are they coached up? Is Sanchez there's a million questions that we can ask, but I think the next 2 weeks will tell the story.
Your expectation for how Bill Davis will attack or lay off Robert Griffin III?
Oh, I think they'll attack him and try to flush him out of the pocket. Robert Griffin III can't throw from the pocket. I think you get him outside the pocket, you can hit him. The question is, you know, who's going to really play quarterback? I mean, how long and for how long? And what is he doing down there? You know, Washington's a total mess. Even Jay Gruden's brother, John Gruden, said that. I'm more worried about actually the New York game than I am the Washington game.
Well, we'll talk about that next week.
All right.
All right, Sal. Sal Palantonio in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Merry Christmas, everybody.